This is Wisdom from the Wardrobe, brought to you by Michael Bruce Image Consulting.
Welcome to Wisdom from the Wardrobe. It's your weekly dose of style fun, and you never know what you're going to get. So let me introduce you to everybody. First up, we have the Baron of Bouge himself, Bruce.
Hey, yo, 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 yo. Let's go.
Oh, my.
That's exactly what I meant.
Wow.
You never know what you're going to get. Next up, we have our sensational spin sister, Stacey.
Hey, everybody.
The beautiful Beck with her bylines.
Oh, I like that one. That's new.
Stacey, go ahead.
Go ahead. You introduce Eric and then I will introduce you.
Our wonderful engineer, Eric, is in the studio.
Hey, hey, hey.
And then we have Pinky Pamela.
I know, right?
Like, I don't know if it's the glasses, the sweater, or if your hair current. Yeah, you've got like a little... Pink.
My hair is currently has a pink hue to it. Yes.
Okay, which is new because we saw you Friday and your hair wasn't pink on Friday.
So. I know, right?
Saturday.
Uh-huh. So you know how everybody, you know how I'm always saying like, oh, she's like punky. Well, this is the side of Lady P that you guys don't see. Like the woman is like, it's easy to be lazy and say like, oh, she's posh because she's got the accent or because she's always put together. But like, she's kind of like a bad bleep.
Like, I think you can say that word on radio, though. I think it's okay to say that.
She's a bad butt. And like, you know, having the pink hair, like it's kind of cool. So yeah, so it's punky pinky.
There you go.
It is punky pinky, yeah. And it's not all... pink, it's like highlighted in this kind of pinkish champagne color. So
yeah, when she said she was at the hair salon, when she was at the seeing Kat on Saturday, I was like, I wonder what colors, and I didn't ask her about it earlier. And I was like, I wonder what it's going to be. So it looks great, P.
I didn't even know what color it was going to be before I went in there. I went in with, you know, no expectations, and Kat's got this big smile on her face. And I said, what are you thinking, Kat? She's like, well, and here we are.
There you go. It looks great.
Excellent.
It looks great.
You. Thank you.
Hey, Beck, what's happening in the news?
What's happened in the news is that you should spend more money on your underwear.
Okay.
So basically, you know, like they're sort of looking into this, you know, the sort of, again, we've talked about this, like the psychology of style and the whole thing. And, you know, what they're finding is that people don't really spend a lot of money on their undergarments. And if you think about it, that's kind of backwards because that's the thing you wear the most, you know? I mean, if you're... Mm-hmm. If you've got a week's worth of underwear, you wear it 52 times a year, you know, so it basically the essential things that you wear the most wear out and end up in the trash. And so they're kind of talking about, you know, how much clothing, how many clothing items end up in landfills and like how many just, I mean, the amounts are staggering. And so, you know, they're sort of talking about spending more, and we've talked about this too, spending more on quality items that will last longer and breaking down the stuff in your closet by the cost per wear rather than the cost to purchase. You know, if you, you know, if you spend something, you know, you spend $50 on a sweater, you wear it 10 times before it pills and falls apart, then it's $5 per wear. But if you spend $100 on a sweater, that's better quality and lasts, you know, 30 wears, then the price per wear is $30. But, you know, they're talking about how much clothing people wear. And basically, the average American buys an item of clothing a week, which is really, it's crazy if you think about it. You know what I mean? So they're talking about what goes in the landfill. And if you place more value on your clothing, rather than think of it as, oh, I'm just going to buy these little pair of jelly sandals and wear them for a season and then get rid of them. They're trying to start getting people to think more about the sustainability of what we're doing to the world. So I was kind of down for this article because I think, you know, that's why part of the reason I like thrifting so much is because it's a little bit more affordable. You can get better quality items. And
that's why I buy better clothes. There you go.
Yeah.
It's just the reason why. Perfect.
But going
right?
back to your point, Beck, about, you know, spending more on the undergarments, there is the sustainability aspect of that too, but there is also the, the impact that it has on the clothing that you currently own, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, we've talked about this loads of time. You put on the right bra, it takes your outfit from blah to ta-da, right? And everything underneath, all the underpinnings work in relation to what you're, you know, you're wearing, and actually can smooth out panty lines or, you know, whatever that is. But, you know, if you buy a cheaper one, I'm going to talk about bra just because, you know, it's easy, you know, where the straps don't fit right and they're falling down or they're not the right width or whatever for you. If you spend, because you bought something cheap, but if you spent a little bit more, it's also going to look better under your clothing, as in you're not going to see it under your clothing, which is the point, right? You don't necessarily, unless that's your goal, is to have it on show, you know, but I'm with you on that one. Spend more on your undergarments. I mean,
what they're talking about too is like the fast fashion industry creates between 8 and 10% of the world's greenhouse gas emissions. That's huge. Like that's a huge number. Mm-hmm. So, you know, little by little, I am slowly doing my part to try to impact that. And I encourage everyone to do the same. So I'm here to bring you environmental fashion news. So thank you for letting me be on my soapbox for the day.
Oh my gosh, can we jump off that right now?
I need to take this lesson to myself. I mean, I've been buying, you know, Hanes cotton underpants at Target underpants. What am I, three? But, you know, like, I don't spend a ton of money. I have good bras, but I don't have good underwear. And I think I need to change that. And, you know, anyway, so I'm going to take my own advice.
If I'm the voice of the people, you're the voice of the planet. And I appreciate that.
Yes, I'm here for you.
What does that make Bruce and I?
It makes me bougie.
Yeah, I'm not going down that road because I'm definitely not bougie.
No. Yes, you are the voice of the planet. And we appreciate you looking out for our planet, Beck.
So. And I will have a stern talking to my mother, who is 84, and who, when she travels, basically brings a fresh pair of underwear for every day and then discards it.
And you need to have a stern talking to.
I'm like, what are you, Justin Bieber?
I will say this. I have a friend whose mom has taken an interesting approach. They go to Hawaii every year for a month, and she brings a backpack with her. And then she goes to the local thrift store, buys what she needs for the time she's there, uses it, washes it, and then donates it back when she's done.
Wow.
I know. Now, I don't know Campbell and I are like, of the clothes or the style. Well, I think that would be hard to do with a bathing suit. But, you know, think about it. You throw on a little dress. How hard is it to just, you know, I don't know. Anyway, it's an interesting thought. There's a whole movement that's just called the one bag where you travel with less. And it's,
and you know, the land of moo-moos there, isn't it?
It is. Exactly. Oh, my God. You don't need much. A bathing suit and a cover up and you're kind of good.
All right. Okay.
No. You need more.
Anyway. All right, what are we actually talking about?
All right, well, Stacey, you are the inspiration behind today's show.
You are.
Right, so for those listening out there, so, you know, like everybody, we send each other memes and we send each other little video clips of things that we find funny or entertaining or just informational. And Stacey sent one out to the team this morning about a woman in a dressing room talking about plus size clothing and how that is related to. So, you know, picture the scene. She comes in with this sweater on with the cold shoulder, and she's laughing about how this is because I hate my arms, but I still want to be a little sexy, you know. Yeah. So there's all these different things, and just kind of it made us chuckle, but it also brought up some conversations that I've had with many of our clients, and I'm sure, you know, the rest of the team has as well, about this idea of plus size clothing. We haven't talked about this for a little while. So I thought it'd be interesting to kind of revisit this conversation, you know, and the idea still that retailers, I mean, there has been a big progression on what's available, but there are some retailers out there that are still pigeonholing people that are over a certain size.
Did you just say,
calling it plus size. I like to return, you know, think of it more like it's right size, whatever the right size is for your body. That's, you know, but there are, you know, there is this idea that if you're over a certain size, it's, you know, cover yourself up, or it's all these polyester fabrics. And, something really stood out to me a number of years ago was a client, and she was just like, I hate to shop because everything in my size is polyester. It's got massive flowers on it, and it's just not my thing. And so it just kind of, you know, I thought it'd be a fun conversation, serious conversation, but obviously we'll add our own kind of spin on it too. But, you know, the idea that we have progressed, but there are still these ideas about what plus size fashion style looks like. So yeah, Stacey, tell us a little bit more about the video. I thought it was entertaining.
So what I loved is, what made me laugh is because, like, right now I'm in that spot where I could go, like, you know, extra, extra large in regular sizes, or I could, like, go up to X, like, to plus size at the moment, and, like, whatever. But what I loved is that she would open the door and she would embody the stereotype that people have about plus size people, mm-hmm. or like the looks that they have. She's like, oh, look, they gave us a peplum, so apparently we can hide, like, our stomachs, and, like, you know, the cold shoulders, like, oh, I hate my arms, but also, like, I'm up for a good time. And, you know, the floral tops that, like, you know, screamed, like,
I love that when she said, what did she say? I have some candy in my purse for you, little girl.
Yes. I have some Werther's. And, you know, like, then just, like, and then what happens is, like, at the end, she puts on this one shirt and she's like, you know, ah, is this one cute? But, like, you get to a point when you're finding things where you're almost so numb to, like, what the options are that you're like, is this cute? Like, it's a defeatist thing. And right. like, mm-hmm. no, it wasn't cute. Like, you're so much cuter than that.
Right.
And it's like the messages that you have is that you're like a cranky Karen, like, you know,
a cranky like Karen,
Santa's like wife. You're the school secretary who's like cranky and like a gatekeeper. You're super peppy and, you know, like, there's just all these stereotypes,
right.
like that you like wearing floral so that you look like you're wearing a muumuu. I'm like, thank you. No, like
next.
Yeah. So that's the thing that I am like, it was so relatable how unimaginative designers and companies are about mm-hmm. women and men, frankly, who yeah. are plus size, and these assumptions that are made that, you know, like, by the way, not all of us are the size that we are because we're just sitting around eating bonbons. Some of us are drinking our weight. Thank you very much.
Well, with that being said, we should take a quick break and then come back. And I want everyone to know, you guys are the ones that send those memes out and those videos. I don't have any time for that at all, but I do like them. So we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
All right. Keep listening to Wisdom from the Wardrobe with the Michael Bruce Image and Interior team. We'll be right back.
Have you ever considered working with an image consultant or stylist, but were worried about what the experience would be like? If that sounds like you, then Michael Bruce Image Consulting is here to help. They've worked with thousands of people, and many of those individuals have shared their experiences by way of style stories. Go to MichaelBruceImageConsulting.com/style stories and check out what their delighted clients have to say about their experiences.
I'm not famous or connected or an influencer. I'm Stacey Heller of Stacey Connects, and I love to talk with strangers, friends, and family. So I started a podcast about making connections through conversation, asking questions instead of making assumptions, and addressing the elephant in any room. I also often go on tangents that beg the question, where is she going with this? Stacey Connects is meant to be enlightening and entertaining, or as I like to call it, edutainment. Listen, enjoy, and subscribe to Stacey Connects wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Hey, welcome back. So I'm so glad that I was the inadvertent inspo. Before we went to break, it was saying that I had shared with the team this really funny reel or TikTok or I don't know what it was of this woman who's like,
honest to God, does it matter anymore? They all just blend together.
It does.
Right, absolutely.
Social media video.
Right. So social media sucked. And and it just, it made me laugh because as the one who currently in the group is, I would say, you know, like probably more typical of what American women are like, which is, you know, like size 14 and plus, it's this difficult space that you get into where, you know, like, especially on top, like I've joked about the fact that I myself am an inverted triangle, AKA pizza slice on its point. And so trying to find tops on top that are big enough, but then, you know, balancing and all the tips that we've had, it's hard to shop and find things. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to talk about where you can find some stuff and, you know, how to be creative.
I want to know how much time you guys spend on those reels and TikToks right now. I want to know how much you spent today.
That's none of your business.
right now, how much time was spent?
I actually haven't, other than reading, watching Stacey this morning.
I'm like maybe 15 minutes a day and stuff comes across and then I see it and I like it and I'm like, oh my gosh, that's funny. And then of course my algorithm will be like, you know, oh, she wants to see like heavy set women like trying on curves.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, so fine, whatever.
I know Eric spends a lot of time on social media, right, Eric?
See, more than I should.
More than you should, right.
Yeah, it'll
depend much of a time suck it's going to be, so I only let myself go on it when I know I've got, like, where I'm not trying to do something else.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
You lose track of time.
I spent an hour. I confess. Okay. It was hour.
But we're not talking about the elephant in the room, which is plus size women. And I would like for us to actually talk about this.
That might not be a great description.
I don't think that's a good description.
Plus size women.
No, but I'm being funny that, like, the topic, like, mm-hmm. you know, it's easy to get into the social media suck, but, like, let's actually give some folks, again, like myself, some ideas of, like, you know, where do we shop and what do we do when we don't want to look like the lady that has Werther's in
her purse. Well, I've got one thing that I have been very impressed with, and that would be shopping at Macy's and shopping Melissa McCarthy's plus size line. I think she has done a really good job making hip plus size clothes that aren't like some of the stereotypical things that were in that video, Stace, or some of the things that you think about. So I think she gets it, I think, a little bit. So mm-hmm. I would highly suggest that, looking into those, that line, if you're.
Yeah. I want to kind of touch on like the word time suck there, right? It's funny what we were talking about, the social media, but shopping can be a bit of a time suck for people, mm-hmm. especially when you're not, you know, you're not finding what you want. And I think the retailers could do a much better job of how they merchandise their extended sizes, right? And so I think that's part of the issue. You go into store and it is that kind of typical, here's what's available. But you know, whoever's doing that window dressing or that, you know, putting those things together is not doing a great job of thinking outside the box. And they're leaving that up to the shopper to do that. So I think the first thing we probably should talk about is thinking outside of the box, right? And so maybe do a little bit of research online for some images that kind of speak to you and see if you can take apart what's in front of you and think a little differently. And I know that's kind of a challenge for a lot of people to do, especially when shopping feels like the worst thing in the world mm-hmm. and you're not necessarily finding what you want. But if the retailers can't do it for you, we're going to have to do a little bit more of a better job of like thinking outside of the box of what's there. Just because that's what they're showing you doesn't mean that that is all that is available. So you're really going to have to kind of dig in there and push aside those thoughts about yourself that are negative and push aside that, you know, what's being presented to you and really think differently.
Yep.
I think Macy's outside, mm-hmm. I was going to say outside the box too, you know, me and my consignment. Well, there is actually a great plus size consignment store in Seattle called Two Big Blondes. And they're hipper and funkier than what you're going to find at mm-hmm. some of the plus size stores. So that's another way to think outside. So I'm the voice of the planet. And thinking outside the box. So you're welcome.
That I'm really gosh. Tonight. Everyone's got a voice, Eric.
Yeah. What I was going to say, though, is, you know, there isn't as, you know, stores are doing better. Designers are doing better. Those major retailers are doing better. They're not there yet, but they, you know, there are definitely some stores that you probably don't think of that do have extended sizes. The problem is they don't necessarily have them in store, which then becomes another challenge for people. But, you know, so some that people might not think about that actually have those extended sizes is places like Anthropologie.
Yes.
Right? They don't carry it in store, but they have it online. And if that kind of boho, interesting, you know, something a little bit different is really your style aesthetic, then maybe have a look on sites for those. Yeah, I mean, you've got to order it and then you've got the hassle of taking it back, but at least there are options out there. Loft has a plus size section. Yes. Again, not in store. They carry petites, but they don't really carry the plus size or the extended sizes. Abercrombie and Fitch, we recently shopped there. Again, not much in store, but if you find something when you walk in there, the chances are they might actually have it in the extended sizes online as well. ASOS Curve. So some of those, I always want to call them high street brands, but you know, the mall brands that you don't necessarily see in store do have those extended sizes. You just have to kind of dig in for them. Eloquii, which was an offshoot from the Limited, that kind of went away for a while. It's back again, or has
They've
been for a while.
They've got some great things.
They do. Eloquii has, I think Eloquii has a really good sense of the extended size woman that is not looking to, like we saw in the video, go like Stacey calls it, menopause mayhem, but is
like be like, a wallflower,
but yeah, and be like herself, who she is, and feel really good about it. And both eloquent, sophisticated, and some a little edgy, which I really like that brand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you're looking for kind of trend stuff as well, maybe the slightly younger demographic, Torrid is another great one that has. Yep. But again, it's fashion. I mean, we were talking about being sustainable on the planet earlier on. But I think sometimes you have to be able to indulge in a couple of things that make you feel great as well. And if that's
here's what I'll say about Torrid and like Chico's, which also has some extended sizes. First of all, like when I first started working with Bruce and the team, like Bruce was like, Chico's. And I was like, do not diss Chico's. Chico's has a lot of what I call like the menopause mayhem stuff, where it's like the florals and the things that just read like Golden Girls, right? And for some people, like that's their vibe. That's cool. But what Chico's has is really great basics that if you go in and you shop beyond like the obvious, like the prints and the, you know, those types of things, there's great pants, there's awesome dresses, and they have some extended sizing and their sizing is generous. And like the materials are great. Torrid, same thing.
Like label says it's like Chico's purple or something.
I think so.
Like it's stuff that's maybe a slight elevation over sort of their everyday stuff. And I've found stuff in there that I like. That's that.
Totally.
So, yeah.
And then like with Torrid, the thing with Torrid is it's a similar thing. Like you've got to shop through. Mm-hmm. And if you're looking for, like my big thing is always finding like the basics that are going to be really good. And then you can have some fun. And like, why do you always have to give me prints, people? Why can't I have solid? We talk a lot about tonal dressing, especially if you're somebody that, you know, is more on the plus size. Like you can wear color and wear multiple variations of it. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, my big thing is finding color and having multiple shades of it and having fun with it and not compromising on that sensibility.
I think you just have to, you know, this idea that, you know, you have to dress differently because you're past a certain size. We can, you know, it all comes down to body shape and, you know, what your style is.
Correct.
Whether you're a size 4 or a size 14, if you have the same body style, you can dress exactly the same way if you have the same, you know, same authenticity with your style. But, you know, the things that we talk about on a regular basis, tailoring is important. Mm-hmm. Color, you know, wearing tonal colors, making sure things fit. You know, we talked about the peplum on that video. The lady was talking, that's there to hide your belly. Well, here's a newsflash. You could be a size 4 and need a peplum because you don't have enough kind of in the hip to area. So, you know, I think we have to be kinder to ourselves when we go shop and not, you know, feel bad that we're past a certain size. I think that, you know, that's again, another social media thing and a media thing as a whole, that there's something wrong if you're not the stereotypical this. But like you said earlier, Stacey, the average American is a size 14. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think, yeah, I mean, I don't know how we fix the problem other than people can talk to us and get tips from us and whatnot. But stores starting to do a better job, but they still have some work to do.
They do. They still have a lot of work to do. And I mean, I wish there was one store we didn't mention. We did mention Macy's, but one brand, but they actually have a lot of brands.
They do. And some
Macy's,
new stuff.
Yeah, there's some new stuff on 34th. City Chic's been around for a while, but and some trendier things, I think, is really great about what they have there. It's this concept of understanding, like P, you talked about alterations. It's okay that your clothes have to be altered and that it's not going to fit you out the rack. I always tell people there's no such thing as ready-to-wear clothing. And small tweaks to make it look great.
It doesn't matter what size you are.
Absolutely. Yeah. The small little tweaks to make it look better and fit better, I think, bravo. Go for it.
Yeah. And again, you know, there's more places out there now that are doing more of these natural fibers as well, because that's, everybody wants it, you know?
Right.
So I think we're kind of getting away, hopefully, from those polyesters and polyester blends that are all kind of, like you said, kind of Golden Girl-esque. You know, I mean, 20 years ago, 50-something felt like that was old and you needed, you know what I mean? And now
and
50
I'm gonna bring it back to social media, and I'm sure that y'all have seen those memes going around with the Golden Girls, like, oh my God, they were only 50, and then they show them with a modern hairstyle, and it totally changes the look. So I think, you know, stuff to what you're, you know, to what you're saying, P, everything changes, right? So anyway.
Yeah. And I think even if, you know, if we're somebody that is one of those extended sizes, we have to change our mindset too, that just because that's what we're being presented doesn't mean that that is all is available for us. We need to kind of say, okay, nope, I'm going to go find myself something that makes me feel fabulous. Everybody deserves to feel fantastic. So you might have to do a little bit more digging. That's not your fault. That's, again, is the retailers, but there is stuff out there for you.
Oh yeah, I'm going kicking and screaming. And you know what? Like, here's the deal. I may not be, you know, like, I know why I'm the weight that I am, and I may not want to be that weight, but you know what? I'm not going to hide and I'm not going to stop being myself just because this is where I am. And luckily I have an amazing team of professionals that can support me and that can give me some ideas. But guess what, listeners, you have the same team. And so, like, you need some help? Well, guess what? You can get it. Just go to our website, michaelbruceimageconsulting.com. And, like, we hear you. We see you. And you know what? Like, you're not a wallflower, and you should not be dressed like wallflower wallpaper.
There you go. Well, I think we gave him some great information today. I like this topic. It was really good. It's very timely.
It's so, always timely.
So good job, ladies. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm glad I could be some inspo. Thank you, Pamela.
Yes, you changed the direction of today's show. So, and I appreciate that. That was
so all the time you wasted on social media today actually paid off. So, thank you.
Wait, so that means I'm getting paid for that? Excellent. I'll make a note of that.
You heard it right here, folks.
All right. Have a great week, everybody. Stay stylish, whatever size you are.
Absolutely.
Yes. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
If you like what you're listening to and want to learn more about the team, get some great style inspiration and useful style tips on how to elevate your personal style, you can follow them on Instagram at Michael Bruce IC. That's Instagram at Michael Bruce IC. Thanks for listening.